Welcome to episode 10 of Slow Jams with Hester. Sitting here with me, Mom, Rebecca, Catherine, Royal, Lauren, Jen, Ryan, and we're all waiting the appearance of the man, the myth, the legend himself, Nate Hester.
What's up, man?
All day.
Let's do this up real good here, buddy. Oh, man. So, how you been doing, man?
It's been a minute.
It's been a good while, hasn't it?
It's been a minute.
Yes.
Easy
about this, man. Hot. We right?
I got a special song for us here, man.
Okay, what's that? What you got going there? I know it's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've been doing this.
This is
some 70s.
This is old school.
This is old school 70s jam right here, right? Back.
And who are we talking about? Welcome back. Ooh, who was those characters' names? Yeah, Boom Boom Washington. Who else?
Horseshack.
Who else? Epstein. Old school there, right?
So it's been a minute since we've been here.
Yes.
The last episode we did was the day before Thanksgiving.
It was.
Last year.
Yes.
What? Where have we been?
I've been out and about. You know, this way, that way, how you want to call it.
You've been MIA?
Missing in action all day, sir.
Yeah, so
hey, listen,
there's only two of us here tonight. Of the four.
Right, normally. There's a group of us.
Normally there's four of us.
Yes, a couple other guys. What do you think?
We had some things go down, and circumstances being what they were.
Yeah, a lot of left turns were made on that day.
Yeah.
Okay?
And,
left turns, pal.
So here we go. But now we got a live studio audience here.
And we appreciate everybody being here tonight.
That we're gonna do this too. So, what do you wanna? We didn't send you on a trip the last time. I had to go back and listen to episode 9.
Well, you know,
because it's been so long, I didn't know what the hell we said, right?
I'm kind of glad I didn't go anywhere.
We didn't send you anywhere.
No,
I think it's because of the holidays were coming up, and
now, technically we didn't have no money.
Well, that is true. Yeah, we were broke.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
We spent all your money on Vivid.
All my little money.
Vivid took all our money.
Well, here we gotta go there again.
So, what do you want to start this out with?
Yeah, let's see here.
Episode 10. This is a milestone for us.
It's very milestone, sir.
You know how many people listened to our episode in a year? How many people have listened to our episodes?
How many did you come up with?
169.
169. You believe that? Well, other areas too?
All over the world.
And never met either you or myself in person, huh?
Well, I've never met anybody from Nigeria, so I don't know.
Me neither. Nigeria, where else?
Have you?
France.
Zimbabwe.
Whatever. How you want to pronounce it?
The Bahamas. What do they say?
Bahamas?
How they say hello in Bahamas?
I don't know.
I think it's hello.
Is it?
Right.
See, he gonna
I think they speak
going
English.
Well, it's they just, do,
they,
don't
they,
you?
They just got a little bit of an accent.
Yeah, we did talk about somebody.
They just got a little bit of an accent.
Tool in the shed, so we gonna make it obvious today, huh?
Where are we going?
Let's go with Mark Morrison.
Mark Morrison.
Yes, indeed. Anybody familiar with... Hey. Radio fans, anybody familiar with Mark Morrison? Yeah, I know someone in the studio audience is. Return what? I'm going to bring it to you one time. So, what's the name of this show? I want to take in.
This show is called Slow Jams with Hester.
Slow Jams with Hester, right? I want to take this time. Today is Saturday, and what time is it? It's approximately 9:06, November the 7th. We'll be coming to you real quick. One time with Mark.
What's our radio station?
Our radio station? Oh, I think about Slow Jams with Hester.
Right. Well,
WSJWH.
In the house.
That's, how many numbers is that for? I think it's 1010.
1010. You know why it's 1010?
Tell me,
radio station? That's his badge number. It's his badge number.
See, so nobody was supposed to know that. Lord. We just called that all out now, huh?
We just putting it all out there.
Listen, yeah.
So this is another welcome back song, Return of the Mac. The Mac Daddy himself wearing his own merchandise.
Yes.
That we had made up. I think to this date, you are the only person to ever buy Slow Jams with Hester merchandise.
I was the only individual.
I think we've sold one sweatshirt.
I contribute to my own.
And one t-shirt.
Yes.
And that was it.
Sometimes a man has to do what he needs to do.
Rebecca ever wear a t-shirt?
Yes, she wore it once. She sure did.
Okay.
She's telling the truth about that.
Where's it at now?
It's at home. I can't say where, but it's at home.
Yes, huh?
You lied to me. What do you think? What is that beverage? You don't mind me asking? You know what? No one thought about me having any water doing this.
Do you need some water? We'll get you a water on our break.
We'll get a water later on. Yeah.
Right.
Just go ahead.
We can get our intern to go get you one.
Oh, okay. Who's the intern?
We don't have one.
We don't? Are you sure now? How many interns do we have?
How many interns have we had?
Yeah. They were good people.
Well, the first intern we had was Warren, who's in the studio audience tonight.
Okay.
But she didn't really do anything. They wouldn't let her do anything. It was the weirdest thing. It was like they brought an intern on, and they said, you get to sit in the office.
It wasn't bad, but listen, I remember when I first got to meet the young lady, because we used to share juicy juices. Correct?
Juicy juices,
right. I brought them into work every day, 24-7. True or false? Yes, indeed. Yes.
Juicy juices.
Right, juicy juice. Have one.
What flavor?
All flavors. Strawberry, orange, apple juice is the key. That's the key one.
So then who was the next? Was Kaylee before you or after you? So Kaylee was the first intern.
Right. She went first.
She went first, and then it was Warren, and then we had...
We went with Morgan.
Morgan.
Yeah, good people.
Just got married.
Kaylee, Morgan, yes, yeah. Congratulations to her.
Just got married.
New home. I'm going to put it all out there, you know.
Then we had...
Peyton.
Then we had Peyton.
Peyton, outstanding right now. She's in grad school.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
I wrote her a letter of recommendation.
You did?
Yeah.
And what did you say, boss?
That's here we go. I said you should admit her. I said you should admit her. Here we go back with the. I'm not over there, right?
He's slow.
I'm not as good as Max.
Special Ed's in the house.
I'm not as good as Max.
Hey, listen, I'm not the only adult to the shed today.
I'm jacking this all up, man.
Okay, that's all right. I'm gonna keep this going.
Come on,
whatever
welcome
else,
back,
man.
Cotter.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
We're going to hell. Here.
No, by yourself. You got to pack a cigarette. It's so sorry, man. Listen.
We don't want this. Keep on talking.
Here, I got you all day, man. Listen, can't find good help these days, can we?
Well,
hey, did I tell you a little story about?
The check hasn't cleared.
Oh, has it?
We got NASCAR commercials.
Are you sure, man?
Here.
Oh my goodness.
Here we go. Okay.
I tell you.
All right, we're good right here.
Who's the producer?
We're good right here.
Oh, Rewind. Okay, Special Ed. Okay. Come on now.
Are you going to do your thing to this song or not?
Oh, we starting all over again?
Why don't you tell me?
Okay, I'm going to bring it to you one more time. Today is Saturday, November the 7th. You are sitting here live with your partner man, Spanky Spank, and then you got yours truly, Slow Jams with Hester, right? And the name of that radio station is what? SJWH10. I'm going to change the last two. 2-1.
We can't just change our radio station. That takes like FCC approval or something.
I don't think we've done COVID, you know. COVID, you can do whatever you want to do.
We're not social distance right now.
No, we're not. Nobody is. What do you think? So did you come up with something yet?
I'm not for sure. I did. I got a story to go along with.
Last time we did this before, you know, we had the same issue. What was that guy's name that was running the radio station in? Max. Oh, this is an old school song right here. Me and this man, I can tell you about some things we've experienced through life. You know, my glasses is really steaming up.
Well, then take them off.
Can you see my eyes now? Looks much better. But I'm going to tell you something. Through life, everybody in general, when you come to a perspective, you're going to run across people that you be dealing with. Them are the ones that shake your hands. Them are the ones that smile in your face. And what do they do, Spanky?
What they do?
They smile.
They smile in your face.
Dang. He cried.
So talk about backstabbers.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I think on every episode that we've done, me and you have had to have a discussion about boundaries.
A lot of boundaries.
And
okay, what boundaries are you talking about?
Well, I'm curious right now on how you're feeling sitting in the same room with your wife and your Facebook wife.
Okay.
Together in the same room. I want to know.
Who's my Facebook wife?
How many times have I had to tell you to stay away from my woman?
Oh, man. Okay. Listen.
So you got your wife and your side piece sitting here in the same room.
Well, listen. Don't misinterpret his words. I'm going to explain that first, okay? When he goes to say wife and Facebook wife, he means as Mrs. Associate, right? Therefore, yes. So you can pull that beard down a little bit. But listen, do I sense a little jealousy here?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, I need to know, man. I mean, come
not
on.
Not at all.
Write it down.
What they do?
You need a pen?
I got one right here. I got one right here. We're
yes,
good.
Sir. You cried. Hello.
You gonna do your thing to this?
Yeah. Okay, I'll do this
now.
Can we
start over?
Low down, dirty. There you go. Yes.
You're a little ahead of it.
No, I'm not.
What they do?
They smile.
Smile in your face.
All day long.
There's a lot of people at your work that smile in your face.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I smile right along with them.
No, we ain't going to broach that subject.
No, we ain't going to go there.
We ain't going to broach
that subject. That's right. That's an old bridge, man. Well.
How is work, by the way?
Work is doing good.
Yeah.
I got a new partner.
Boys in Blue still hanging out with you?
Yeah, they are. When we call them. Okay. Boys in Blues, the fellas has always been there for us when we need them. Yeah, they still come through, but not as much as they used to.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you ain't around no more.
I'm not around
you
anymore.
You ain't around
that is true.
So that's what happens. What they do.
All right, moving on. What's our next song we're going to?
Let's see what we got here. So is everyone having a good time? I need to know. Okay? You know, there's supposed to be a sign that says applause whenever you get ready, whatever. You know, hey, okay, were we late on that? Okay, I think we were going to do summertime. So tell me this, while we're having this subject, we have an audience. Who all had a good summer? Raise your hand, you say it was good. Are you sure? A lot of swimming, tanning.
Yes.
What else? Tattoos?
Yes.
Other thoughts, maybe? Body piercings? What? Huh? That just came out, man. Why'd you bug your safe like that, man?
I don't know. Did you get a body piercing?
No, I didn't. Oh, I did. I did have surgery.
You got Prince Albert?
I got a what now?
You got Prince Albert?
Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Now, what is that?
Google it. That's all I tell you, Google.
Is it for real? Is this something heavy?
Yeah, it's heavy.
Control, smooth, sands. Who's romance? Who's that? Don't try to fix it. Okay, you got quiet, man. What's up?
I'm listening to you slow jams, man. That's all we're doing.
What?
That's another song that you got.
Oh my goodness, man.
That's another song you got lined up.
You serious?
So what we gonna do to what we gonna do to get the boys back together, man?
Well, like I told you the story, Max, when he reached out to get the other gentleman to give you a call on your last day, right? You know, that was very grateful of him. That was a thoughtful thing. I'll get with Max and Branch. We sit around and discuss. Hey, listen, it's time for the reunion. It's time for us to get back together to do our thing, right? Other than that,
slap his head, he ain't paying attention.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? Oh, she's looking it up?
Oh, you've never seen her? I think you look good with the Prince album.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not going to agree to anything until I know what it is. My wife doesn't know what it is.
Rebecca, you know what Prince album is?
No, see, we're from the old generation.
Old neighborhood.
Yeah, old neighborhood.
Old school.
Would you be my neighbor? Yeah, Mr. Rogers. Huh? What do you think? Summer, summer, summertime. Okay, who do we got here? Oh, no. Oh, no. That is, listen, that is, so anybody is out there listening and they heard that comment, ooh, listen. Oh, here we go. You blending that in? Good morning, boys and girls. Yes, indeed. Boy, listen. Did you have your breakfast this morning? Huh?
I actually had McDonald's this morning. So no Prince Albert for you, huh?
Here we go right there, man.
What? No Prince Albert for you?
No. I think we need to go move on to the next stage here. Right?
You know who I bet has a Prince Albert?
Who?
Max.
Beautiful day
for a neighbor.
Okay, when he hears that, Max, I'm gonna have to ask you that question.
But Max's nipples are pierced.
Oh, he does. Okay, that's heavy.
Right?
Yeah, that is. So I was told. I ain't tried to look. I'm gonna tell you that.
You've
now.
Seen him. You've seen his pierced nipples.
I don't think I have.
You saw him on one of the shows. You saw him. Remember he's playing with his. Remember he's playing with his nipples.
Man, listen, so I ain't trying to see all that. Let's make the most of this beautiful day. I can see the earring, ear, piercing in the nose, you know.
Won't you know, hey, be my neighbor? With a Prince Albert.
With a Prince who? Albert? Yes. What do you call it? Is it really Prince Albert? Be
my neighbor? Yeah.
That's why it's called a Prince Albert.
Okay.
My television neighbor. I'm glad we're together again.
Ooh. No, I'm glad we're not.
Hey, what's Mr. Rogers' last name?
Rogers, I believe.
Okay. I'm just
man,
checking.
Seated. Yeah, no, okay.
I'm just checking.
Like, oh, my goodness. Hey. She said, hey, stuck on stupid.
Rebecca's happy for you.
Thanks, sweetie.
We got our spelling right down on this episode.
Your spelling?
Ooh, what we got all going on day. Here? Who is this?
Chucky Doo, gang. Why you want to play me?
He looks like he's got wear some soul gloves.
He's like, he's my, hey.
Like he's like from
if
coming
I had
to America.
Nothing. So, I don't know no woman that want to be with a man that got nothing. True or false? Huh? In all areas. Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Hey, man, pump maybe.
Pump it up.
Oh, man, there you go.
Are we talking about that?
Work all day. No, I just general conversation, man. I didn't realize you was really listening today, sir.
You said pump.
Look, bicycle pump.
Bicycle pump.
Yes.
Yeah. You could probably get that with a remote.
I don't know. What kind of battery?
I don't know. Where you just hit the button. And
Triple A's.
Be like on demand.
Die Hard, you good with it?
I don't know.
Woo!
I don't know, Rebecca.
Got to be more careful, man. Like, hey.
I don't know, Rebecca. Yeah, we like that.
Not going to work today. Okay, man.
Be a lot of bombs being dropped.
Whoa, big time.
Big time bombs.
Hiroshima, maybe?
Oh, man.
Yes, he did. He cried. Ooh. Hello.
What's this song remind you of?
Reminds me of a guy that's
begging. What's this song about, man?
It's about a dude. He meets this young lady, okay? And apparently, she takes him through all these changes, right? So he's mentally, physically confused, right? So he made these words, and then he just says, what? Try me all day. I work. to give her all my money, 24/7. There you go.
Now, that's not what I. That's not what you said before.
Well, refresh. What did I say before?
You told me that your money is your money.
I don't recall that. Hey, I don't recall that now.
Huh?
I think I shared. I think our finances. My better half is the breadwinner.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's a nice truck you got sitting on.
Thanks to the missus.
Truck retirement.
Right.
Retirement. Truck one out.
So did.
Truck one out. Yeah. This is how we started Slow Jams with Esther, because we'd just be driving down the road, right?
Right.
Going from place to place and listening to the radio. And every song that came on,
I would know the lyrics.
Esther knew the lyrics to every song. And you can ask him, okay, Esther, what's this song mean? And he'll break down the song and tell you exactly what this guy, like what's on this guy's heart.
And why you want to play.
Oh, I know it.
That's it.
I mean,
listen, if you, let me use the slow words here. If you pay attention to life itself in general, when it comes to people, everybody has a story. There's a story about growing up. There's a story about a friend. There's a story about a relationship, and then the balls of that, it all turns out to be family, right? So everybody then dealt with something somewhere in their time, in their history, that saw someone else deal with the same thing that they just went through. So that's why people share so much communication. That's why we got the news and the media, because everybody wants to say this, everybody wants to do that, but nobody's taking the time out to listen to what's being said. So why you want to play me?
Very good.
Any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think on that note,
yeah,
we will take our first break.
Okay.
And we will come back.
That'll work.
With more of episode 10 of Slow Jams with Hester.
All day he cried.
All day.
Hello. Play.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Segment 2.
Yes, indeed.
Episode 10 of Slow Jams with Hester.
Me and my partner, Frankie, sitting here reminiscing over some old school stuff, right?
Yeah.
Same beat. Are you sure? You didn't sound too enthused on that one.
I thought, yeah, right.
Okay, man.
I'm just thinking, man.
Well, what are you thinking? Because
I'm thinking we're moving on into Soulsville.
Soulsville, that's good. That's very good.
So on the last episode, I did my version of Soulsville.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, he did.
I think it was pretty strong.
Very strong.
Right?
Can you hit it one time?
Yes. So,
let's go with it now.
I think you got some... You got some competition here.
Yeah,
man.
I can do mine. Trust me on this. But I'm going to tell you now, right? He says what?
Black man.
Man, he's what?
Born free.
With who? It's supposed to be. Now, you got to remember, this is the avenue. From where?
Bondsville.
And what? Unless you take. You can walk with me, man.
Where we going?
He's where?
Huh?
Tell me where he lives. What were you talking about?
Place where Hester lives.
Plenty of names. 10th and Avenue, maybe?
Slums.
Yes, indeed.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. So where do we go with it?
The Avenue.
Soulsville.
Yes.
Coming to you one time. He said, yes. Oh, watch it now. Yeah, I tell you what. Any kind of job. It's hard to what?
It's hard to find.
Where we're at?
Anywhere.
What you standing in?
The welfare line.
What?
Crime is up.
Man, people dying every day. What would you do?
I'd eat.
What? A sandwich?
Whatever.
Peanut butter?
You know why?
Rent is too much past due. And a what?
Falling apart.
Falling apart all day.
That's your line right there.
Yeah, it is. He beat me to it. A pair of shoes, he does. And this is only a bar. And where? Soulsville. Hear that saxophone?
Yes.
All day.
He cried.
Hello. some of the brothers. Get what?
Got plenty of cash.
Those are the dope dealers.
Big money. The corner. Got what? Gonna see
you today. Hookers selling that ass.
Some like to smoke. Some like to do what?
Some like to blow. Cocaine.
Get what? Some are even strung out. On a $50 Jones.
We call that heroin.
$50 Jones. Reality by getting so where?
By getting so high.
Yeah.
Only to find out.
You can't never touch where? Where you trying to reach to, man?
The sky. All day the sky.
Man. Sky's the limit.
Yeah, man.
10th Street. Campus apartment. Who's
Woody's.
That by again?
Woody's hamburger.
Ooh, big hamburger.
Every Sunday morning.
I can hear who?
I can hear.
What are their names?
Sister Say.
Sing it, sister.
Gonna say it. What? Holly, what?
Trust in the Lord.
I got my friends I brought today, too. I'm going to bring them out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Rebecca tell you they are. It's two guys.
Goes deep in their soul.
Finish. You didn't know that, huh?
Finish the song, Shaft.
Like, oh,
finish
man.
The song.
That's part of it.
Isaac.
Misery. So what? You didn't want to hear about my friend.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
He's scared now.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Boy. Oh. I'm like, who's this new friend? We humming. Go ahead, humming.
That's a good song. You know how many times I played that song?
I play it all the time, man.
That's the other good thing about...
There's nothing wrong with rewind over and over and over, man. You know? Isaac Hayes.
Think I can do this? You think I can get it done real quick here?
What is that? Let's see how good you are.
Let's see how good I can be right here.
Damn.
We can talk about.
We can do it all the time,
we
man.
Can talk
you know,
about.
Inner city, man, it come to you big time, right?
Can you just think about it? I just did the ad too. Right?
Oh wow, here we go. That's okay, man.
Here we go. This is
another,
right
old school right here.
This is the other good thing about slow jams with Hester, because I have been introduced to music that I would never listen to, right?
Exactly.
And a lot of it, I've downloaded on my phone because I just like the music. Now, I was a big Motown guy. Like, I
right.
love Motown. Like, Michael Jackson, that was my guy. Like, pre-pedophile Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That's my guy, right?
Right.
The musician Michael Jackson, Prince. Like,
Prince is good. Excellent.
If you look at my phone...
yeah.
if you look at my phone, my... probably the two most people on my phone are Michael Jackson and Prince.
That's good. Good artists.
You know, so I've always been a Motown guy, but you have introduced me to a lot of different music. So.
And another thing I'll share with you, what Spanky's talking about is that the line of work that we were in, this type of music and the atmosphere that we were in the city, that's the background. Okay? We doing our thing. Seeing the world through a windshield while we ride through it, right? Big
yeah.
time. Make,
yeah.
make you more, make you grateful for what you have.
I'm interested in these two friends.
The friends? Oh, yeah. Bill's fired up. You think about it. Sky high. Yes, do what?
Oh, yeah.
To die. Where'd he go? Vietnam? 1919. He was 19. What did they say? World War II? The oldest man, 26 years old. Vietnam, he was 19.
This song right here is really about the government. If you listen to the lyrics, about how the government
smash the people.
Smash the people.
Smash the people all day.
That's what
this think
that's
nothing about it, man.
That's what this song's about.
Yes, indeed.
So tell me about your two friends, man, before we
My
run out of...
My two friends is like...
You got about 3.5 minutes here.
One of them's the police.
Yeah?
Yep. The other one's a fireman.
And they're here tonight.
I bought them tonight, man. Coolest guys you ever want to meet.
Yeah?
Yes.
Well, when are we going to meet them?
Probably second episode.
So not tonight?
Oh, it'll be tonight. We'll take another break.
Oh, so that'd be the third segment.
Third segment, first segment, however you want to put it.
Right.
Yeah, work with me, man.
I'm trying.
You be like, hey, okay, make you want to holler. Then throw up my hands. Throw your hands up, man. I'm doing it bad. Hey!
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
Oh, listen. Huh? That was interesting. I told you this little story real quick about my friends, huh? They cool, man. Rebecca got them for me.
Does it?
Yes, she did. Yes. All day. So what's going on in your mind now? That's just a good beat right there.
Man. I'm just,
Where are we headed? Where are we headed?
Where
are
we headed, man? Where are we headed?
I tell you, Timmy Thomas, maybe?
Huh? Timmy Thomas, huh?
Timmy Thomas, yes.
Timmy Thomas.
Can we live together? Huh? You're right there.
You know what, man?
Ooh, look at that mix. That's a good mix right there, man.
You have played this song before.
Yeah, we did. You just talked about Rewind, so let's do it.
And
that's a good song. Don't change that, man.
I'm not going to change the song, that's but I think on the last time you played this song, I told you this song sucked, but...
Yeah, it went in one ear and straight out the other.
Because this is supposed to be slow jazz with Hester Wright, so Hester's supposed to, like, put his spin on the lyrics.
I'll do it now.
So, we are a minute 47 into this song, and that's the first lyric.
Yep.
So the first time we played this song, or whatever episode it was, he's like, hey, we're going to play this song. Max plays the song. And you hear the background, it was that for a minute and 47 seconds. And there were no lyrics.
He remembered.
And I was like, man, this song is trash.
Watch this, I'm going to tell you this. No more wars, no more wars. Why can't what now? Just a little piece. What were we just talking about with Marvin Gaye? Huh? Inner City Blues?
Inner City Blues.
Right. And then Timmy Thomas. Timmy Thomas came out first before Inner City Blues. But I'm going to tell you this, so... Everybody wants to live together. Why can't we live together? Yeah. Am I my brother's keeper? Huh?
This is all I heard for a minute.
That's an organ. That is one instrument, though. That is one large instrument. That's an organ. Yes. That's all right, though, man.
Did you ever go to Paramount Pizza Palace?
No. Chuck E. Cheese.
Remember Paramount Pizza Palace? Paramount Pizza Palace. Did you guys ever go there? Out on Washington. It was on Washington Street on the east side. It had the real big organ, and it was pizza place. Right?
The pipe organ.
Had the pipe organ. Yes. Yeah. You talking about organs, remember?
I never got to go in there, though, man. I never got to go in there to get a pizza.
Why not?
I just never did. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the best pizza place in the world. It was kind of like Chuck E. Cheese. It was more about the atmosphere, but it was pretty cool.
Cardboard pizza.
Cardboard, straight cardboard.
Just like Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
For real?
Yeah, I like Little Caesars.
Okay, sorry about that. Pizza King?
No, I love Pizza King. I love Pizza King.
Okay, can't eat those two. You like black olives on your pizza?
I don't like black olives on nothing.
Okay.
Rebecca, you like black olives?
Yes. Green peppers, onions.
I can tell.
Mushrooms. Yeah. That went over my head just a second.
Hey, it's not too hard to get stuff over your head, man. But I'm talking strictly from a height standpoint.
Oh man, Lord, don't let me stand up.
Speaking of heights, huh? I want to point something out to you.
Okay, what is it?
You fibbed to me the other day.
You
told me that you were taller than Rebecca.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I am taller than Rebecca.
I feel like I've known Rebecca for 20 years. But tonight, which is kind of crazy, and it's really sad if you think about it, to be honest with you. Here, let me find a minute 47 again so we don't got to listen to that stuff.
Minute 47?
Yeah, of this. This is the first time that we've ever actually met Rebecca.
Yeah.
Right? For a long time, I thought you were fake. Like, I didn't think you existed. Right?
Are you serious?
I thought you were just made up. Right? He just didn't want to feel left out. Like, everybody's talking about, you know, what they're doing. And I just thought, she was a figment of your imagination.
Wow. Really?
No, man.
Oh, okay. I don't like this. Okay, man.
But you told me the other day we were talking, right?
Where were we?
Retirement.
Yeah, on Tuesday. And the discussion was, I taller than Rebecca?
Because you always.
Branch opened his mouth up about me liking women that are very tall.
Right.
That's what started the whole.
Because you heard the episode idea about how he, B. Arthur. As a kid, he said he had, right, he liked B. Arthur.
Yeah, okay.
So she was like 6'6". Right?
Pretty woman.
Right?
Pretty woman.
And so I was like, well, then Rebecca's probably taller than you, because that's what you always talk about, right? And you said, no, you said, I'm taller than Rebecca.
That's true.
I don't think that's the truth.
Yeah.
I think Rebecca's taller than you.
Are you saying that because you just met her today for the first time?
Everybody wants to live. Well, yeah, that's the only way that I would be able to tell.
Are you sure now?
When you pulled up in your truck, and I had to take the milk crate out for you to step on to get out of your truck, right?
No, you was getting ready to walk out there, but you said she might need your assistance getting out of the truck because of my stepping board,
right,
would not automatically come down.
Your automatic step board on your brand spanking new truck did not work.
Did not work, right. Okay, now that the whole world knows that, they're not going to get a Ram. What about you? Are you still going to get a Ram?
Well, I don't know. I'll get whatever I like.
Wow.
I could buy a Porsche.
That's a nice car. Definitely. Okay, so what do we got going next, man?
you tell me.
I think...
tell me. Where are we going?
Well,
you see, I'll blend it in and you just go with it.
Oh, Dawn.
Here we go.
There we go, right there. This is a cool song. Now, I'm going to share something with you guys. When Frankie and I was riding down the street and I heard this, I'm like, okay, who is this song? I like this song.
I played this.
Yeah, and it caught my ear. I'm like, yeah, man. Okay, he took that from, what's that name of that old dude, that French group,
who'd he steal this from?
He took it from,
who'd he steal it from?
I can't pronounce their name right now. That's a serious cut, but that's what, he took that beat from them, man. What's the name of them?
Well, don't worry about it, just do your thing.
I can't do those lyrics on that part.
Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu.
What's in this song? A Set Adrift on Memory's Bliss of You.
Yeah.
Right.
That's,
I don't know.
I doubt it.
Subterranean by design.
This is PM Dawn.
I would find if I met you. Let my eyes
crash. That's a smooth jam.
I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess who often wonder what makes her.
We ride down the street when I heard that too, man. I'm like, man, what's the name of that again? You gotta tell me, man. Definitely. I'm just so glad that we even got back together.
I can remember when
slow jams with Hester. It's been a good minute, you know.
Well,
did you get a new Mickey Mouse watch, man?
I did get a new watch.
Oh, see, I'll be paying attention to detail here. Outstanding.
Birthday present.
I see you on that. Yeah. Okay.
Here, I'll turn this back up, but see, he talks to you.
It's 9:46.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Right.
That's real cool.
They talk to
like pretty
cool, yeah. There's a birthday gift.
That's beautiful. Good taste.
Yeah.
You don't mind me saying good taste to her now, dude. But I'm just checking.
As long as
I don't want to leave here, you know, I come back.
I'm sure tomorrow I'll get on Facebook and there'll be some four-page post about it, you know, how
that did cross my mind.
How great it was to see you, blah, 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 blah.
Facebook wife and my real wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially since I can't bust on you Monday morning.
Well, I ain't got to hide no more now. Thank you. Woo! What are you doing? Oh, hold on.
But you always knew. Always knew what you were up to.
What do you mean you always knew, man?
Oh, okay, so she calls me one day. She goes, I'm out in the parking lot.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, Lauren, Lauren will help me out on this.
So I go out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Lauren wasn't there. Evan was there. Evan was with us. So I head out to the parking lot. As I'm walking out the building, as I'm walking through our lobby, here comes Hester. He's coming this way. We're inside the building.
He missed.
And I thought something was kind of weird because Hester didn't even look at me.
Oh, come on,
like,
man.
Like, he just, like, stared at the ground.
No.
Yeah, yeah. You just stared at the ground, and you went walking right on by. So as I'm sitting there, and I watch you go by, and I'm like, I'm like, what was all that about? You know, so I keep on walking. And I open the door, and I don't even get out to the car. And she's like, Hester came and gave me a big old hug. I saw, and I'm like, oh, so that's why Hester wasn't looking at me. Because you knew you was getting ready to get busted out.
I don't recall.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't recall. There's a lot of stuff that you don't recall.
Can I utilize pleading the fifth at this time?
Yeah, I'm sure you can. The bad part about it is a lot of stuff's in print.
It's in print?
Yeah, it's on the net.
It's on, okay. You mean she pulls it up on her phone?
That stuff doesn't go away. We know that, right?
I ain't hiding nothing.
Right?
You know?
You sure? I may have to tell Branch to dump your phone.
Nah, Branch don't need to dump my phone.
Huh?
That's a lot of fishy stuff in there. That can't get dumped. Locations, waypoints, here we bat my eyes. And my eye that works right sometimes. Oh, my goodness, man. Woo! What time is it?
Time is it right now?
It's going on 10 o'clock?
It's almost, yeah.
I was hoping you was going to push your button again.
Oh, you want that? Well, here's what time it is. Yeah. Let's take our last break.
Our last break, let's do that.
And then we'll come back with the final segment.
Final section.
Of Slow Jams with Hester, episode 10.
All day.
He cried.
Hello.
We out. We'll be right back.
We got you. Restroom break? She said.
All right, welcome back to segment 3. Here we go. We got a special. I have no idea what this is. Hester said he had a couple friends that he brought with him. Oh my God. Yeah. What? So, what you can't see is Slow Jams with Hester has become a puppeteer, and he has a fireman and a policeman puppet, and they are singing this song right here. And it's funny, I'm looking at the album cover art of this song here, and this guy on here looks eerily like one of these, the policeman puppet. So what? Oh my God. I wish we were on like YouTube with video, because you guys ought to see this. I got Nate Hester getting into it like he's dancing with these two puppets, and they are lip syncing this song.
Oh, yeah, what do you think about my buddy?
Hey, round of applause for Nate Hester. Yes, yes, with the two puppets, possibly the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But it was a good effort.
Thank you, sir.
Very, very nice. And tell me that guy right there doesn't look like your policeman.
He does.
I know. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Untouchables. What was his name? Sean Connery just passed away.
Yeah.
Rest his soul.
The guy, the hitman for... don't scare me like that.
It'll be all right, man.
You're glad. You better be like, I don't got some kind of phobia to like puppets or something. Yeah. Oh, my God. That is crazy, man.
Oh, sorry, I had to get you, man.
Okay. No, that's good, man. We're going to blend on off into a special request here. What are you doing, dude? What are you doing behind my back?
Can you hear me go? How's this then?
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away.
Now the fireman is singing this song.
Yeah.
With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom.
I never knew you had such a hidden talent, Nate Hester. You ought to retire. You ought to retire from your job and just go into full-time puppetry.
Okay.
You could like go to Vegas and be a street performer. You know what I mean? Just get you a couple of milk crates to set on. Get you a speaker, like a Bluetooth. What is it? Yeah. You have a special talent there, man.
Hey, man. Thank you, sir.
All day.
He cried.
So who's this song for?
Who
requested this song right here?
Rebecca's requested this song.
Yes, it's a good song.
Yeah.
I like the Temptation. I don't know if I've ever heard this song. I like the Temptation. What's the Temptation song that you would think about? My Girl, okay.
Yes, indeed.
So so to me, that's like Motown. This is a good song right here. This is a good song.
My Girl, the movie too, Dan Aykroyd. Day in, day out,
my tear-stained face, pressed against the window pane.
Very good song.
So you like my buddy?
I do like your buddy, man.
Thank you.
I do like your buddy. Focus back in on the show here.
Oh boy! I got carried away for a minute.
No,
there, man.
You're all right, man. You know, good. You know this song?
Yes, I know some of the lyrics, not all the lyrics. I wish it would rain.
I wish it's gonna rain on Tuesday. I think it's gonna rain.
This Tuesday coming?
I think.
Are you sure?
No.
You ain't got no game, do you? You got practice?
Got practice.
Yeah. Morning showers, evening.
I don't know. I'm about the weather, man. I don't know.
Anybody can be weather, man. Throw a cup of coffee and just stand there. Hey, be prepared.
Moving into our next. Into our next special request.
Special request coming from Mr. Royal.
Mr. Anonymous.
Anonymous. Hey, we bring it to you. What's that? Earth, Wind, and Fire here?
W what?
W. That's a good song.
W.
Right there, man.
W what?
I forgot the rest.
W1.
I didn't say slow jams with Hester. I just said W. I was gonna say WTLC, but you know that slipped my mind. So.
Why'd they change from 105.7 to 106.7?
I don't know, man. I never liked WTLC when I was growing up because they had Cash Harvest in it. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay, Dollar General took that over. Lord knows, though, I don't know what happened to Cash Bargain Center.
You got something against the Cash Bargain Center?
Yeah, I sure did. You know? Because they advertise it so much. It's like, hey, no one else can shop anywhere else but there. Cash Bargain Center. You don't remember that when you were growing up on TLC?
I never listened to TLC.
Okay, well, you know, they had more commercials and they played music, you know. WTLC 0.105 FM stereo.
I listened to ZPL growing up.
Oh, I remember ZPL.
And on my bus rides, I remember we lived on 96th Street, but I went to Lawrence Central.
You went to Lawrence Central?
Yeah, the boundaries were drawn real funky. So I had a long bus ride.
So what
my bus driver listened to Bobby Thom. So I was like sixth grade because my middle school was sixth, seventh, and eighth. And so I remember being in sixth grade listening every day, listening to Bobby Thom.
On the way to school?
On the way to school, yeah. That's when I got introduced to Bob and Tom. And that was back when Bob and Tom was not very censored. And it was
they were just called the Dead Wood.
Oh, man, it was pretty good. Yeah. It was pretty good.
Good song right there, Earth, Wind & Fire.
You ever see Earth, Wind & Fire in concert?
No, I haven't. But I would like to.
Yeah?
Yes. Who have you seen in concert?
James Taylor. Who have I seen in concert?
Yeah. You like James Taylor?
I like, well, yeah, but I wouldn't go see him in concert.
Okay, what about...
It'd be boring as hell.
Lord, rest your soul. I was a big fan of the Carpenters.
No, he's like, so you're talking about like,
yeah,
I'd have been like in the fourth grade, man, or like the third. Like, I didn't go to concerts when I was like.
That's what I was listening to.
The very first concert I ever went to was Rat.
Who was that?
Rat. Remember Rat? Round and Round. So I was a ball boy for the Indiana Pacers. And they had, so they had summer camp at Park Tudor.
Okay.
And we had to take all the uniforms.
You were at on college?
Yeah, I had to take all the uniforms back to Market Square Arena in Washington that night.
Yeah.
Me and all the other ball boys. Well, it just so happened they were having a concert that night. It was Rat. And it's like 80s rock, hard, big hair rock band, right?
Yeah.
First time I ever went to a concert, and the first time I think I ever got introduced to marijuana. Because the smell of marijuana in Market. I was a freshman in high school. And the smell of that in Market Square Arena was unbelievable. So,
Market Square Arena.
So who have I seen? Let's see. I've seen Garth Brooks, U2.
I would like to see
the Rolling Stones.
Mick Jagger.
Genesis.
Pink. Phil Collins.
Blue and Salt. Well, you want to see a good concert? You want to see an absolute show?
Oh, yeah. You showed me that
Go see Pink.
She's the one that flies.
Yeah, she puts on a show now.
Yeah.
Her and Garth Brooks are probably the two best concerts as far as entertainment goes that I've ever been to. I've never seen. You ever seen Earth, Wind & Fire concert? Are they even alive?
Maurice is.
Are they all alive?
Philip Bailey, it's the band still there. Maurice White, he passed away. Maurice White, he was the head singer. Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he passed away. I can't recall when, but Philip Bailey's still around.
So is Earth still up? Earth still kicking?
Is who now?
Earth.
Well, the name of the group is Earth, Wind & Fire. We're talking about the world.
Oh, okay. Well, you said wind. You said wind was still alive.
No, earth, wind, and fire.
Oh, okay. Well, you have me confused.
Sorry about that.
So
earth, wind, and fire.
I've been to a lot of. I went and saw David Allan Coe concert.
David Allan Coe. What is he saying?
Country.
Oh, I know Dave now. I know that name.
Yeah.
Alan Cole. That's the song Dice played the first time we looked up.
Yes.
Yeah. He came out, bop. He dropped the N-word. She thought I was going to tell on her, too, but I didn't do that. That's how I knew she was cool people anyway.
Yeah.
She's good people, man. I got a lot of respect
for her. I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh, man.
Hearts of fire.
What are we thinking about?
We're slipping. Here we go. The problem with the puppets is it doesn't translate to radio, right? Or a podcast. We do have some pictures and we'll try to get them on our Instagram account. I don't even know if I remember the password to the Instagram account. But we'll try to get them on.
Hey, I'm sorry, man.
And
here we go.
I don't know. I have no idea what the words are. Man. But the fireman does. That's singing this right next to me. That nobody on the podcast can see.
I'm sorry, man. I get carried away with that.
We're gonna roll off into.
Now imagine me with my granddaughters and those things. Yes.
This is the one that, this is the one Rebecca wanted to hear too.
Okay. Oh, he's getting ready to mix it up here now.
Ooh, that was a, wow. Dude, that was smooth playing.
Johnny,
right,
Johnny Guitar Watson coming to you.
Smooth playing right there.
Listen. And this guy right here, he's talking about groceries, gas, huh? Remember they used to call gas low lead, huh? You remember they used to call, let me get $2 low lead. Yeah, it was called low lead. Not unleaded.
I may be two or three when that was going on. I don't know. Be a damn
fat cheaper. Yes, indeed. That was it.
Your birthday's this month.
Lawrence Rowland, it is.
How old you gonna be?
I'll be 60.
So you got about 10 years on me.
Okay.
That ain't terrible.
No, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
rent's going up higher. Rent's going up higher.
Bills, man. You gotta make money. You don't make no money, you can't do that. I'll pay you tomorrow.
We're getting ready to make a lot less money.
Who is?
Everybody.
Why? Oh, here we go. Why? Because the world's gonna change now. This is my opinion about what's going on right now.
Just stick to the song.
It's a real mother for you. Right? That's what he's talking about.
Look at that guy, man.
Look at that car.
Look at that. Look at that J5. Man.
Yes. That's how they used to dress back in the day.
I mean, he's got the J5.
He is in a buggy. You know, they turned the baby buggy into
those are bicycle wheels, man.
That's a baby buggy still, though. You see, she's pushing the back of his handle.
Right.
You see the four wheels on that? They put a square front on the front.
You guys can't see it, but this is a badass album cover right here. Johnny Guitar Watson. You ever heard of this? I've never heard of it. Right? But it's just something that I would download off iTunes now and put on my phone.
Because of the beat?
Yeah, man, it's a good, it's got a good beat. Royal's jamming over there to it.
And it'd be pushed around in the baby stroller.
Well, I don't know if I need to be all that, but.
What about the hat? You know, he's a good
I would wear the hat. But here's the thing. I think you got to have the J5 to wear the hat.
Yeah, you do. They don't look right.
They don't look right without a J5. Yeah, I mean, it's just... Like that hat on my head just wouldn't cut it.
You remember the movie Superfly, right?
I do remember Superfly.
Ron O'Neill? Okay, what did he have on his head? One of them brims.
I know, but it just wouldn't look good on my head, I don't think.
He had that big ghetto ride, that big ghetto Eldorado.
So you said that you had a special song.
Yes.
That you wanted to play.
For my wife.
For your wife.
You want me to, I'm going to sing it to you, too.
Oh, my buddy, okay? So this is a dedication. Is this a long-distance dedication? Like Casey Kasem used to have? This is going out from Nate Hester.
It's for my love. The love for my wife. Listen, here we go.
By the two puppets.
Here we go.
Nothing says love more than two puppets.
You gotta feel this though, right? And I'll need you. Listen. Till all the mountains
are valley. I think this is one guy singing. And every
ocean is dry. I got two hands. Here.
I remember this song. Do the puppets ever make an appearance in your bedroom? That's what I want to know. That's what I want to know.
Wow.
Do the puppets ever come out when the bomb's getting dropped?
Hey.
Rebecca, what are you doing?
That's our secret.
Oh, okay. All right. Man, that's too deep a question.
Okay, my face.
Rebecca.
Don't be shy, sweetie.
That's too deep a question.
Huh? We're all adults here.
Listen, I just put a vision in everybody's mind sitting in this room right here.
And I'm naked like this.
You are naked with the two puppets.
Whoa.
And I could say you may have a third one, but I don't know. I don't know if you could hold it up.
Oh, he said third. Hey, what do you think? Okay.
Oh man, that's good. So here's what we're gonna do.
You like the song, sweetie?
We are going to roll out, and we're gonna actually. Ooh, I thought I hit play on this. Oh, no.
Get my hand out of it.
We're gonna wrap up episode 10. It's really a little longer than what we normally go.
Yeah, we did some special things tonight.
We did, and it's been a year since we've been back.
It's been a while.
So we hope everybody enjoyed it. We hope everybody sitting here enjoyed it.
We want to say thank you for our audience.
It was a little rough.
It was a little rough. It was.
But I thought we ended with a bang, no pun intended. But
you did when you brought up the puppets. Yeah.
But it's all. Hey, listen. It's always a pleasure to be in the presence of Nate Hester.
And it's a mutual feeling of you too, sir. Much obliged. More than you really know. Rebecca will tell you. I got much love for you. Much love for Jennifer, Ryan, Lauren, Roy, Kathy.
Catherine.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Kathy. I mean, it's Catherine. I'm sorry. And you too, Mom.
So, you know the budget committee.
Oh, here we go. The budget. How much do you have in the budget? Can you share that?
We got a lot of money in the budget.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. It's been a year.
Those car washes paid off?
It's been a year.
Huh?
So, what we did is we took half of your earnings when you went out to Vegas and performed in the Little People's Chocolate Thunder from Down Under mail review. Remember that?
Yeah, I sure do.
We took half your money.
Right.
Okay. You made quite a bit of money. So that's pretty nice. So what we're doing here, you actually get to take Rebecca.
No. Okay.
On this trip. Yeah, you guys are going on a trip, dude.
Okay, where's the trip?
I'm getting ready to tell you, man. I don't want to hear any complaining.
You don't have any vacation time, do you?
Okay.
She doesn't have any time.
All right.
Sorry about that, buddy.
You're on a plane tonight, dude. I'm telling you right now.
Mom, leaving on the plane.
Remember this theme song right here?
The plane.
Remember this?
Yes.
So this right here,
Fantasy Island,
is the theme song to Fantasy Island. Okay? So, the budget committee has come up with enough money, and we want a full report on the next episode of Slow Jams with Hester. We are sending you and Rebecca to Swingers Island. In the Caribbean. It's a private island.
Yeah, in the
Caribbean. And I'm sure just from, you can tell what it is from the title.
Is this a round trip?
Oh, it's a round trip. Yeah.
Well, if you don't come back,
I know what time it is, right?
You don't have no report.
And look, if only you come back, I know what, because it is called Swingers Island. So if you're the only one that comes back, I know what time it is.
Hey, right? How many heels is in a loaf of bread? I'm going to ask you that question.
How many heels are in a loaf of bread?
Yes.
I don't know. Two.
Two, I think.
Are you sure now?
I'm pretty positive.
I'm gonna ask this question one more time. How many heels is in a loaf of bread?
I don't know. How many people are on Swinger Island?
I ain't got a clue.
You get ready to find out.
You hear that, sweetie? They're sending us to Swingers Island.
Hey, listen. Take your puppets, right? Take your puppets. You'll be the star of the show, right?
True that, yes.
Okay? You may need to take... Right. You may want to, cause you may, or you may want to take the third puppet because it is a all clothing optional island.
Clothing optional.
Right.
With or without.
Yeah, I think they prefer without. So take the puppets.
We have to spoil their fun.
Take the puppets. Look, I don't know when.
When are we supposed to be leaving?
Well, you're leaving tonight, man. There's a limo waiting outside for you. That's how much money the budget committee's got. We got your limo. You don't need to pack a bag. You don't, you don't need clothes. Where you're going? You just show up. It's all inclusive. Just leave. Literally.
Leave. In the breeze.
Literally all inclusive. Right? Everything's taken care of.
Can we bring a guest?
No. That would make it weird.
That would make it weird.
Yeah. That would, man.
You can come with us.
No, I'm good.
Swingers Club.
I'm good.
Huh?
I don't want to see you naked. I love you like a brother, but I don't want to see you naked.
I ain't going to get naked.
I'm not into hurting your feelings.
So you and everybody's TV? Huh? They say if you making movies, man.
Episode 10.
Episode 10
is coming to an end. I be honest with you. I when everything went down the way it went down, I never thought we'd get back here.
Well, I'm glad we did. You and I was talking about redoing it for a long time anyway.
We're gonna do it
after you retire. I mean, after you left, you know, from where we were.
I never thought we'd do it. So, and it all ended kind of abruptly. So, it's good to be back.
It is real good.
We'll see what we can do about getting the band back together, so to speak.
All right.
And
you guys hear that now? If y'all gonna take the time to listen to this, we ain't getting played like no $3 bill.
Yeah.
You hear that, Max?
Either
you in. You out.
It's got to be here. It's got to be here.
It has to be at this location.
It's either that or I tell Rebecca we're doing it in your fishing room.
In my fishing room?
Yeah. We're going to clear out your fishing room.
Oh, that's a lot of work.
And make it a studio. Right? A podcast studio.
I don't know about that.
I've already been told that your fishing room's getting cleared out.
Hey, she knows who's there. We have to talk about that one.
Okay, I just want to tell you. Undefeated. Undefeated.
Undefeated.
It's undefeated.
By who?
By her. We'll talk about that off stream. But I know who the boss is, and you know who the boss is. And there's a big ass black truck sitting in the driveway that knows who the boss is. Okay?
Oh, here that sweet.
And
whose name is on that black truck?
So we'll
that's the question right there. Whose name is on
I know what you get paid.
What? Peanuts? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We both were employed for the same state.
Correct.
So,
I know. Hey, that's why I left. So So but it's great. It was great to be back. It was great to do it. We'll try not to make it a year before do episode 11.
Right.
And
maybe
we can kind of try to do this once a month.
Get the fellas back before the first of the year.
We could try to. We'll try to do one before Christmas.
Yes.
And then, because what we were planning on doing, if you remember on episode 9, we said when we left that 10 was going to be an all Christmas music.
Oh yeah, we were supposed to pick our own.
And we were gonna slow jams to all Christmas music.
Yes,
and we never did.
So sure did. And that was last year too. when we planned to do that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's when I had my surgery and everything. Did I miss? Oh,
that's when the last episode was.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Right, the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay, work with me.
I am. But I hear the short bus honking outside. Okay, so man. So we better wrap this up. Episode 10, it's been great being back.
Much love to you, my
brother. Anything else? Nothing. We'll get the boys back together. They gotta come up here. They can bring their wives. I don't care. I mean, that's more plates we gotta get out, but that's
no,
okay.
Use paper plates.
But that we'll bring the paper plates next time. Leave the puppets at home. And
those guys are cool.
And
man.
we'll be good. Thanks everybody for sitting here and being born for the last 2 hours.
Was it a 2 hour episode?
It's been a while, man.
Did anybody record any of my work?
Yeah,
you
did. So
you got to send it to me.
Having said all that, we out.
Much love, my brother.
Much love.
Peace.
All day.
He cried. Hello.
We'll see you on the next one.